Reality Radio continues. I'm joined in studio right now by Mr. Joel himself. Joel, we've got more guests coming on. I think I might have accidentally just hung up on one.
Yeah, that's Paige right there, yeah.
There we go. Good morning. You're live on 98Q Country. Good morning.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
How we doing?
We're doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. Coach Paige Herbst joining us from the Shawamigan softball team. How are we hanging in there, Coach? It's been a cool spring for you guys.
It's been a very cold spring.
Yeah. Have you had one day that's actually been warm for a game yet? Did you get one of those in yet?
We played in Stratford on Friday. It was almost 80 degrees.
All right, there you go.
We either had freezing cold or sweating.
Yeah, it has been a cool spring for the teams, no doubt about it, Coach. Let's talk about your season a little bit. The timing, it's just amazing, you know, when we covered your game against Phillips a couple weeks ago. Phillips at that time had like 12 games in and you had like six. And it's just a matter of what day the game is scheduled on. Sometimes you luck out and you get a year where you get nice days and other times you can't. But how has that gone lately? Have you been able to get a few games in for the girls now?
Yeah, we have played, we've played 20 games total. We play again on Thursday. As long as we can get umpires, we just picked up a game on Thursday.
Okay.
And then we've got regionals coming up, so we'll have 21 games on the season. And I feel like they've been very back-to-back because we played initially, and then I feel like we got hit with some snow and we're sidelined for a while.
Yeah. Softball is different than baseball where the pitchers can go out and they can pitch several games in a row, but that's still taxing, isn't it? You got Haley Rauschenbach who does pretty much all your pitching. What does that mean? And like I said, softball is different than baseball with the whole arm motion, but that's still a lot to ask for a pitcher to throw that much, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was one week we had five games scheduled and we had Thursday open and we were asked if we wanted to play. And I kind of looked at our coaching staff and I said, six in a week is a lot. And we turned down that game because we had two on a Saturday on top of it. She does a great job, but you can tell by the end of the week we're getting tired.
Yeah, exactly. Not just the physical, but the mental part of it, too. It all goes together. Talk about how your season's gone so far, kind of some of the expectations going into the season and how maybe some players have progressed and surprised you this year.
All right, so going into the season, we have had a four-year starter in Anya Brenholt leave us, being a senior last year. So we had to fill the pitching void, and then we lost Reagan Hoffman, so we had to fill the catching void. Abby has stepped up great behind the plate. Haley and Gretchen and Jalen have stepped up on the mound collectively. And we've got a combined total of 7-13, but a lot of our losses lately have been pretty close games. Sticking in there, we're starting to mesh a lot better on offense and defense. So we're hoping leading into the postseason that that's exactly what we need.
All right.
And then we had a surprise sophomore come out that ran track last year. Cece Johnson has stepped up tremendously for us and has become a full-time starter out in left field. That's not someone we expected to have, and it's great to see her thrive.
Yeah. Well, I think even more so now than in many years past in girls softball is girls are going to put the ball in play. No matter how hard you throw at them, you know, they're going to put it in play. That defense is even more important now than ever, isn't it? The ability to just get those routine plays, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and your team is looking to peak. Do you feel you're peaking now as you head into tournament time next week, or how do you feel the momentum is for your team?
I feel their mental momentum has really shifted and they're starting to focus in a lot more. And I feel like we're starting to pick up the little mistakes that we made earlier in the year. They're fine-tuning them right now. We played Mellon on Monday and it was a super close game, but both teams were putting the ball in play and battling back and forth.
Yeah. I like the mental momentum. Can you write that down, Gray? That's good. I just for generally in life, mental momentum. I
already
like that.
Writing that down. I'm using that one tomorrow.
But the ability of the bottom of your lineup to get on base is so crucial at any level of ball, baseball, softball, because you got Jalen up there, you got Addy, you got girls who can slug it around pretty good. But, boy, those bats for the 7, 8, 9, those are crucial for a team, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we play some teams that we know we have to get through five batters, and then you can let off the gas pedal a little bit. But I do believe that if anyone makes a mistake to any of our batters, they're putting that ball in play.
Yeah. All right. So the Hurley rivalry on Tuesday, you get to go up to Hurley for the tournament game. Talk a little bit about what that matchup looks like.
So we played Hurley last week, Monday, and it was a 5-6 loss, but Haley threw a gem of a game. The girls were playing good defense behind her. They just put the ball in play where we weren't. Last year, we beat them in the regular season, and then they came around to beat us in the postseason at our field. So the tables are turned this year, and maybe we can change that up there.
All right. Good rivalry with Hurley. Who do you have helping you out? I know I've been down there for a couple of games. You have several coaches helping you out. You can't do it alone. Who's helping you this year?
Absolutely not. I've got our social studies teacher, Doug Clement. He's my assistant coach. He's on the base path with me. Matt Brenholt is in the dugout helping with dugout stuff, book work, all of that. And then we have Nikki Proctor helping out with book. And when she can come to an away game, she's making it there too.
All right. You said you had a game scheduled. Anything home yet for the fans to come see this week?
Yep. So right now we're waiting on umpires, but it sounds like if we can line up some umpires, we've got Lakeland coming to us on Thursday.
All right. Well, if you don't find anybody and you want a lot of entertainment, Gray and I'll come down. We'll umpire for you.
It'll be a little bit more like banana ball if we're involved, though.
You get the game in, though. All right, Paige, thanks for all you do for the kids. We look forward to following you next Tuesday up in Hurley. We'll be there to bring folks that game. Thank you, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Coach Paige Herbst, head coach. She blew that off pretty quick, didn't she? She didn't even give it a, we'll keep you in mind kind of thing. She's like, no, we're not going to play if we don't find anybody but you two.
No, I'm pretty sure she had her response by the time you started yours. Like, just, oh gosh, Joel's in silly mode here. And that's how it goes sometimes on reality radio. Joel, I was just reminding myself that I'll be archiving some of this content later. We'll get to test my new abilities.
Strike one!
Yeah,
I could do that.
If we umpired a game, I would not archive that.
Joel, wait for her to throw the ball and then make your strike call. All right. I'm just very excited
just
about
practicing.
This.
Just practicing.
Very excited about this.
You'd be the only umpire who wanted a dressing room.
I've done the base pads before, but my eyesight is not good enough to do any kind of. You could throw a beach ball up there, balls and strikes, and I would struggle with it because I can do the base pads, but the balls and strikes behind the plate. I did that once. All the years I coached baseball, one time I coached behind the plate, or umpired behind the plate with the big pad on and everything.
Yep.
Never again. Foul tips. You can put a suit of armor on back there, and a foul tip is still going to knock you back about a foot.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you're in the line of fire, and just because the projectiles are large. High school kids can throw hard.
There's nothing I admire all the people who make those games possible, especially behind the plate umpires, because I remember coaching, there was nothing worse for an umpire than a pitcher who was sporadic at best in throwing strikes and a catcher who struggled to catch the ball. If you have a catcher who struggles to catch the ball, that umpire could name at least 1,000 other places at that moment that he'd like to be other than right there.
Oh, yeah. Like in the depth of the city sewer system with a broom and a mop. So many places I'd rather
be. He's getting nailed in the foot. Every pitch that comes in, there's a possibility it's going to end up with a thump on the umpire and it's going to drop to the ground right below him.
It doesn't happen often, but there is any number of, you could find all the horror stories you want of people getting hit by pitches. And I'm thinking about how about a plexiglass wall?
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Complete the whole, we need a Pope Mobile for these umpires.